USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden is transferring up to $20,000 of student debt per loan and making the American taxpayer responsible to pay it back. This applies to student debt loan holders making under $125,000 a year. A federal jury has found that Los Angeles County must pay Vanessa Bryant $16 million after first responders took pictures and shared them of the fatal 2020 helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others. The jurors also awarded $15 million to plaintiff Chris Chester, who lost his wife Sarah and daughter Peyton in the Calabasas, California wreck.
Well, I don't think it came as a surprise that the jury verdict came in her favor, in the other victim's favor. It's more of the amount. The amount was substantial.
Legal expert Lou Shapiro on Fox 11 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
There will be 2 NFL preseason games tonight and 4 games on Friday night. President Biden gave out another $3 billion Wednesday in Ukraine's war effort against invading Russia, the largest invasion in Europe since Nazi Germany in World War II.
Wednesday marks 6 months since Russia invaded Ukraine and the current war began. President Biden has pledged additional military aid, nearly $3 billion worth. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK is also pledging another $64 million for drones and missile systems for the Ukrainian army. In Kyiv, Johnson also says that the international community remains united, but urges allies to stay the course.
To all our friends, I simply say this, we must keep going. We must show, as friends of Ukraine, that we have the same strategic endurance as the people of Ukraine.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART for short, the world's first mission to test technology for defending Earth against potential asteroids or comet hazards, will impact its target asteroid, which poses no threat to Earth, at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, September 26. Now that President Biden bypasses Congress again to rule with fountain pen, the Democrat president Wednesday gave away at least $300 billion to remove some student loan debt from kids and put the financial burden on the American taxpayers, perhaps for generations to come. Financial expert Dan Geltrude on Fox News explains how this new Biden tax affects you.
It always comes down to the same group, the American taxpayers. So even if you say, well, we're going to borrow it, who pays? If you're going to print money, who pays? That's why we have inflation. Everybody is paying that price. So nothing is free and nothing is revenue neutral. Because if it was, we wouldn't have over $30 trillion of debt right now. I think that when you spread out these costs, and we're not exactly sure how much it's going to be, somewhere over $300 billion to pull this off, and you start allocating that over the number of taxpayers we have, that's exactly the math.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.